identified, then the long-term stress this can cause will result in what is termed Cassandra Affective Deprivation Disorder, CADD. Of course, this emotional deprivation is not the intention of the AS partner. It is due to the limitations of theory of mind caused by having AS. However, if AS is not recognised, then neither partner will be aware of the cause, and this will often result in blaming and frustration. The majority of adults affected by AS will also be affected by alexithymia, which is a Greek word meaning no words for feelings. Research has now shown that being in a relationship with a partner with alexithymia will negatively affect relationship satisfaction and quality. The effects of this and CADD can be reduced if both partners accept and understand what is responsible for the difficulties in communication, intimacy, and empathy within the relationship. It is then more likely that problems and misunderstandings can be avoided. Men with AS are capable of true love, but as Rudy points out, the woman may not feel she is being loved in quite the way she would have hoped for. Often in the beginning of an AS-non-AS relationship, the female partner may have felt she was the centre of his attention and been very flattered by the devotion and consideration he showed her. He will have made her feel very special and in some cases flooded her with time, gifts and romantic gestures. This passionate initial stage can end quite quickly, and once they marry or live together, it can come to rather an abrupt end. She will be left wondering what went wrong, or worse still, what did she do wrong? The relationship will then, for her, enter a stage of hope, where she will often begin in rescuer mode. Then, when nothing changes and the distance and lack of attention increases, she will find herself switch into persecutor mode. This is where her own self-loathing starts to build up, as she finds herself not liking the person she is becoming. How she acts and behaves will also have a huge impact on him. He will rarely make the connection between his behaviour and her reactions. He will interpret her words as criticism and believe that she is saying he is a failure or has got it wrong again, whilst he truly believes that he is doing his best. There are many books that have been written about being in a relationship with a man with AS, but I have found none to be as insightful, accurate, and understanding of both perspectives as this book by Rudy Simone. Each section of the book says it just the way it is. It is realistic, positive, and unbiased. If you are in an AS, non-AS relationship, or embarking on a relationship with a man with AS, then this book will give you all the information and advice you need to avoid this cycle from happening. The book does not suggest that anyone should tolerate abuse in a relationship, but points out that sometimes it is necessary to work out what behaviour is due to AS and what is not. Having AS does not make a person physically or verbally abusive. That is down to personality, and the person with AS has control over this. This book highlights the difficulties that can arise in a relationship due to the male partner having AS, and this can be regardless as to whether the female partner also has AS. My research has shown the effect on her can be the same. Rudy illustrates how these difficulties can be avoided and what positives a woman can take from them. She has achieved this in a unique, realistic, and professional way that will soon become essential reading for any woman in love with a man affected by Asperger's syndrome. Maxine Aston, author of The Other Half of Asperger's Syndrome, Asperger's in Love, and the Asperger Couples Workbook. Introduction. Asperger's syndrome, AS, is an autism spectrum disorder, but the condition is much less visible and apparent than classic autism. It is not so much a disability as a diffability. People with AS are often brilliant in some respects, but they may display different social and emotional responses than what is considered the norm. Some individuals with AS are more obviously affected.